Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. I just want to remind you, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And you can visit us online at WJRH.org if not already there. And if you're interested in calling later, you want to write that down, that phone number of 610-330-5316. Now, I had originally planned slash not planned to do a totally themeless, fluid show of whatever I felt like playing, but it just kind of naturally came into a best of 2017 that I haven't played on the show yet playlist. So it would appear that we're going to be doing that. But first, I had the rare opportunity that I think I can play a song that has Time of the Creator on it that I can play on the radio. Now it's going to require a few mutes, but a mute or two, but that's okay. Once I find bring up the lyrics here on my computer, I'll be able to know what to do. And it's a long one. It's his track. That's not his track. It's the internet's track, Palace/Curse, featuring him and Steve Lacy, who I've played before on the show, and it was really in the internet. I don't know why it says featuring him, but anyway, let's give a long listen. To the 12th track off the internet's 2015 album, Ego Death. Now, this is the only track that's not from 2017, but I'm probably playing it. So, the 2015 track, Palace/Curse, from the internet, off their album, Ego Death.
Hey, y'all ain't never been to a party before? I don't know what to say, but I couldn't let you get away. I was admiring your pretty face.
Thank you.
Well, there. I'm finished at it here. That was beautiful. I'm glad I shared that with you. Good job, Neil. Now, as I said, the internet with their track Palace/Curse. The only non-2017 track of the night. I tried to keep a theme, but you know, I just had to share that one with you. I really hope you enjoyed it. I hate to say it, but I think I might have to go in my personal favorites playlist. If you do, go check out my personal Spotify playlist. You'll find 40 of my favorite songs. It's like a top 40, but good. It's crazy stuff. So Tyler, the creator who features on this, is a huge fan of two-part songs. I think on almost all of his albums, like the 10th track of the album is a two-parter, except for on Wolf, where it's a three-parter. That's Party Isn't Over, Campfire, Beamer. I don't know. But that's a three-parter, whereas on Cherry Bomb, it's like... that's the one that's a name that I can't say on the radio. And then Flower Boy is 911 Mr. Lonely, one of my favorite songs that I so wish I could play for you. Just please look it up after the show is done. Let me know what you think, because it is a great song. It's one of my favorites. Now that album Ego Death, not only did it feature a 16-year-old Steve Lacy just singing the hook on The Curse, the second half of that song, at 16, again, all these young artists doing so much with their lives while I sit in the basement and talk about them. And this album actually was nominated for Best Urban Contemporary Album at the Grammys, which I could go on a social justice rant about why that's a terrible genre, but I'll hold myself back and move on to the next song, onto the 2017 song. This came out, I think, in July. It's a single from Virginia Beach artist Roswell Fitzroy, who only has one song out right now. You're about to hear it. It's called Block Game, and Pigeons and Planes, the online music publication, says it's what the future sounds like. So, all right, let's give a quick old listen to Block Game by Roswell Fitzroy. Oops, whoa, I forgot to pause the old song. Ooh, it's classic. So here we go with Block Game by Roswell Fitzroy. So we're going to need three tries. I did not hit the button hard enough. There we go. Aux is on. And there we go. Okay, enjoy.
Solo, never play me like the photo, never block game.
Don't Tell Me That Wasn't Fire. Don't Tell Me That Wasn't Fire. Block Game from Roswell Fitzroy, the Virginia Beach 24-year-old. Keeping it real and playing what the future sounds like. Highly anticipating any music he decides to come out with. I'm waiting with bated breath for Roswell to continue making music. Now, I believe in that Pigeons and Planes article, he said something about, like, he couldn't, he was just totally, he had terrible writer's block, and then out of that terrible writer's block, he receives what they call a stimulating mix of sounds. I'm at the article now, but it's melodic deliveries, booming bass, hypnotizing production, jarring in its uniqueness. Yeah, there we go. Just moving on to, did I do research? I hope I did. No, I did not. Okay, we're going to move on. Oh, no, I'll do the one. Mass Seduction, the new album from Saint Vincent. I'm going to play the title track, Mass Seduction. It's a 2017 album, came out on the last Friday. Certainly highly anticipated, first album since the 2015 self-titled. My favorite, one of my favorite Saint Vincent albums. I was somewhat disappointed by this one. It's kind of inaccessible. I'm going to have to give it another hardcore listen. But the album is critically acclaimed, but it's refreshing to hear old Annie Clark shred on the guitar. So we'll give a listen to that now with Saint Vincent's new track, Mass Seduction, off the new album, Mass Seduction.
Slumped on the kitchen floor, nuns in stress positions, smoking marble rolls. Lolita is weeping, the bride is beautiful.
My seduction.
I can't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on. Secretions falling on basement rugs. I can't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on. I hold you like a weapon. Oh, don't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on.
seduction.
Mass seduction. That's one word spelled M-A-S-S-E-D-U-C-T-I-O-N from the album Mass Seduction. Also one word, but in caps. Very important distinction. Keep it in mind when listening to the critically acclaimed new St. Vincent album. Now, moving on to a track that I had planned on playing earlier, but then didn't. So let's give it a listen now. It's from the, I just learned, this New Zealand indie group, kind of like a Bandcamp band thing. So it's like the rock equivalent of a SoundCloud rapper. We're going to listen to their August 18th, 2017 single, Keep Cool, cool spelled with a K, from Winona Forever. Hope you enjoy. Keep Cool from Winona Forever off the single Keep Cool. I think did the album come out? I just found out about this band the other day. Oh, they had an album last year, or more of an EP, it looks like, called This Is Fine, that I will listen to and get back to you next week. Let me know if it's a good one. You know what is a good one? Certified Banger from Thundercat featuring his boys, Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins. Now, Michael McDonald, of course, of Steely Dan and Doobie Brothers fame, while Kenny Loggins of Loggins and Messina, the song Danger Zone, the song Footloose, and Thundercat, who is not musically related to either of these two guys at all. But what had happened was Thundercat was at the Red Bull Music Festival somewhere, and the interviewer asked him, are you, so he said, like, if you were on a desert island, which two musicians would you like to be with, like, there? And he answered, Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins. And then Kenny Loggins' son heard about it and told him about it. And Kenny Loggins then had, like, a litmus test that Thundercat had to pass in order to collaborate with him. And Kenny Loggins asks, are you into Mahavishnu Orchestra? And obviously, because Thundercat's a weird dude, look him up. He's a weird, weird dude. he answered, yes, of course I am. And then he said, oh, I'll get my friend Michael McDonald to get on this track as well. And Thundercat, quote, nearly peed himself. So, interesting story behind the song. And let's give it a listen. Now remember, Thundercat is, of course, playing a six-string bass, as he does in most of his songs, while singing the melody, which is next to impossible, but this is not a man who follows rules. This man, Thundercat, with the track Show You the Way. We had Thundercat with Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins. Hope you enjoyed that unusual triple. Not a couple, but a triple. What is the word for that? I don't want to know it. Moving on. This is a song that I was going to play anyway, but especially goes out to one of my, was it three listeners? Oh, man. Oh, man. Moving on to a song that my sister will really enjoy. It's a little ditty from Haim, from their summer album, Something to Tell You. It's the track, Little of Your Love. Neve, you're allowed to sing along as loud as you are, loud as you can, because I am not near you. Please enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I am the band of three sisters, Danielle and two other ones. That's Danielle's the only one that matters, I think. Is she's like the lead person, whatever. Three sisters from California, making music, singing songs, doing their thing. Yeah, that's a good way to describe them. Moving on to Chicago producer, I think. Person, Chicago person, Knox Fortune. Let's check out his bio. There is nothing on his Spotify bio. I know he's worked with Chance the Rapper on Coloring Book. I forget which track it was. I think it was Mixtape, I think. No, not Mixtape. All Night. People like All Night. I'm not a fan of All Night. Wait, how does that one go? It's like... All Night. Yes. I remember now. Anyway, he has some songs of his own, can you imagine? So, Chicago producer, singer, person, Knox Fortune, with the song Lil Thing off the album, or the single, it's just the single, Lil Thing, 2017, as is every song in this, except for Palace Curse. Enjoy. Lil Thing from Nox Fortune. Lil Thing from Nox Fortune. Let's see what I wrote down about this. Probably not a lot. Because I did not... Well, I prepared a little bit. That's it. I just wrote down the word Chicago. Cool. Moving on to Beck. Because it's... Let's be real. It wouldn't be Shock Me Like an Electric Neal without Beck. Now... It also wouldn't be Shock Me Like an Electric Neal if I wasn't to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neal. With me, your host, DJ Roomba. Visit us online, WJRH.org. That's where you can find all the shows I've ever done. All the disappointment in one place for free. Because I do this for the listeners, and for the listeners only. Moving on to the Beck song that I got distracted from. The song Square One, from his new album, Colors. Wildly disappointing. Somewhat disappointing. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's forgettable. But this one is also forgettable. But I'm going to put the verdict out to you. Like, let me know what you think about Square One by Beck, from the album Colors.
I've been watching the wheel. bottom rider to enjoy the ride. On the road to nowhere, hope we get there soon. Cause it's a place we've been before. Knocking up a guitarist's door. Find a place in the sun. Chameleon, changing colors on demand.
Square One from Beck. You know enough about Beck. You certainly don't need me to inform you of any other Beck facts. Beck Campbell, his first name is actually Beck, spelled B-E-K. He had weird parents from California, went to New York to be part of the anti-folk movement, made his first album, Mellow Gold, with the one hit, one of the people thought it was going to be a one hit wonder with Loser, Soy Un Perdedor. That's the song that says, Soy Un Perdedor, I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? That's the hook of the song. And then he came back with Odalai, great, great album. Then he came back with Midnight Vultures. And I'm not going to continue, but a whole lot of Beck to listen to, and a whole lot of good Beck to listen to. Moving on to an artist that isn't as good. Teo? It's an upside-down question mark, the name, Teo, T-E-O, then a regular question mark, featuring Jaden Smith. So we're already dealing with some unknown quantities here. Jaden Smith, of course, most famous for tweeting, how can our eyes be real if mirrors aren't real, or something like that. Jaden Smith, how are mirrors? The tweet is, everything is capitalized in a tweet, in this tweet. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real? This summer, I worked at a store, and I was checking out somebody's Facebook page, and then I realized that person was one of those people who capitalizes every word that they post online, which was wildly disappointing. I almost had respect for them at some point, but no more. There's no reason to capitalize the beginning of every word. It's highly, highly unnecessary. Now moving on to the song Uno Dos, featuring Jaden Smith from Teo. Hope you enjoy. Yay. Great. Dose from Teo and Jaden Smith. I ended up enjoying that more than I thought I would. I think I listened to most of it before the show. I figured out it was clean. He even makes it clean in the original version. Good for him. I only realized earlier today that Jaden Smith makes a Tribe Called Quest reference. It's a little risque, so I'm not gonna say it out loud. Even though it's said in the song. But you can check it out. Check out the lyrics to Uno Dos from Teo. Two songs left, I think. Yeah. Two good ones, though. The first one, a new single from Tennis. The track, I Miss That Feeling. What feeling? Let's find out.
I can be true to you.
I miss that feeling, the clot in her veins.
Another track from Tennis, the new single, I Miss That Feeling, from the single, I Miss That Feeling. And again, Tennis is a band I've spoken quite a bit about. And I think it's a husband and wife pairing who they happen to make music together. Hopefully I'm close enough to the mic for you to hear me. They do their music thing. They didn't have any inspiration for their last album. So what they decided to do, because of course, they just decided to, what did they do? Oh, they got on a boat and just left. They went and sailed for a few months to decide what they're going to write about. And then they made their last album. It's, their last album is, how am I blanking on this? Yours Conditionally. Not as good as their album before that, which was the excellent Ritual and Repeat. That's that. Now that's a good album right there. Give it a listen after the show. After you listen to 911 Mr. Lonely by Tyler the Creator, featuring Frank Ocean and Steve Lacy. But we come to that time of the night. We're almost done. In fact, just one song to bring us out into the night. And to get you through the rest of the night, I'm going to ask you to follow the leader with the track. Follow the leader. That was a terrible transition. From Foxygen off the 2017 album Hang. Hope you enjoy.
True, I'm in love with you, babe, but you know.
Well, that looks like it's almost the end of my time, just about now. So I will leave the show. But thank you very much for listening. Unfortunately, I can't give my Foxygen talk, but I think I gave it a couple weeks ago anyway. I need to expand my artists. No, I don't. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Being Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Hope you enjoyed. Have a great week. And be sure to tune in next Thursday at 9 p.m. for another whirlwind episode of Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. See you next week.